are you doing? What is popping? How have you been? Have you been drinking the water, washing your hands, staying safe, staying positive, taking care of yourself, working on collecting and securing the bag, honey, staying in the best state of your mental health? I mean, these are priorities. Anyways, it is a new episode with me, and today we're talking about building a profitable business from day one. Okay, before we get into this, if you're new here, my name is Diamond, and welcome to Hello Founder. And Hello Founder is an online space for people looking to start a business, but you don't know where or how to start. You're kind of confused about what should come first. You're struggling with fear, imposter syndrome, self-doubt, and all that terrible, terrible stuff that holds us back from living our best lives. It's also a place for those of us who have launched a business, but then don't know how to move forward, don't have the skills or experience to take our idea to cash making, you know, bees. This is what Hello Founder is all about. If you fall under these categories, high five. I just high fived you. Did you hear it? Yes, that's my high five. That's me high fiving you. Welcome, boo. Don't forget to subscribe before you leave. And you can go to www.hellofounder.co just to see what we're about and see where you fit in. Okay, so for today, we are focusing on building a profitable business from day one. And the reason why I'm doing this is I have come across so many people who want to start a business who tell me very early on, they're like, you know, I just want to start with this price for now. Like, just let me price it at this amount. And over time, I will add my price when customers start coming in. And then I've also had people who would come in and tell me, oh, you know, I don't think that we want to start to worry about profit now. We're just going to focus on growing the business and later on we'll worry about profit. Honey, those are terrible decisions to make, okay? Whatever it is that you think is the business model for your business, and if I've lost you, a business model is essentially how your business is going to make the coins, okay? Whatever you think is how your business is going to make the coins, whether you're going to have to sell products or services to people, or maybe you want to use, you know, other business models. Model you have chosen, you need to start to validate your business model from the get-go of your business. You cannot keep this whole, oh, you know, we're not ready for profit yet, oh, when Amazon started, oh, this, you know, that's another one. People will be like, Amazon was not profitable until last 2 years. Okay, did you also know that there was a time that Amazon almost sunk, like they were sinking, and Jeff had to get loans from friends and family that amounted to $1 million? Do you have people who have like $20,000 laying around to give you? I think not. So you want to skip the whole Amazon comparison, honey, because you don't have the kind of support that Jeff had. And also, Amazon was able to focus and not being profitable for that long because Amazon had investors. Do you have investors, boo? I think not. you see what I'm trying to say? You see the, you know, the connection. So you definitely want to avoid falling into that whole trap of Amazon did this or Elon Musk did that. I've been there, done that, it doesn't work. You want to focus on being profitable from day one, especially if you don't have a lot of coins in your bank as you're setting up this business, okay? And in today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down all the different things that I'm doing with Hello Founder to keep us profitable from day one. Now, I want you to understand something. When I say profitable, it doesn't essentially mean that you're going to have so much money in the bank from day one, right? Profitable simply means that when your business starts to actually make money and as you grow your sales and get more people into your business, the numbers actually add up. So for a lot of people, when they're starting out, they only focus on revenue. They only focus on, you know, sales that are coming in, but they didn't think about profitability. And what really starts to happen is the business starts to suffer even though sales are coming in because the cash flow is not making any sense. Let me explain. Cash flow essentially is, you know, the difference between the money coming in and the money going out of your business. You have poor cash flow when your business is losing money versus making, you know, a lot of money. So it's like, okay, we made $100,000 this month, but then when you look at how much you actually spent, you spend about $150,000 or $160,000. That business is not healthy financially, even though on paper it's like, oh my God, the sales are really adding up, but cash flow wise, it's really, really weak. And this happens to a lot of people when you're starting out because you're only obsessed about sales and you're not really thinking about profitability long term. And people try to, you know, manage this by saying when we start selling and we have a lot of sales coming in or a lot of orders. And here's what most people forget is this. You need your business to be financially healthy for you to get to the point where you have lots and lots of customers, right? You want that journey to be a lot easier for you. You could choose to start swallowing costs, collecting loans, doing the most, and just suffering through the process of building this business, or you could have an easier ride through. And that's what HelloFounder is all about. It's about showing you all the ways that you can, you know, soften this entrepreneurial journey as you go through it. So you want to avoid the trap of saying things like, you know, we're going to wait till later to be profitable. You want to avoid saying, you know, over time as people buy, our numbers are going to increase and then we'll start making profit. No, start to think about profitability from day one. Okay, right now HelloFounder is not making as much sales in numbers. Like, we're not that big. We don't have a lot of sales coming in. We're still a growing company. We're still trying to build the business, right? We're still building the business. And so even if a lot of my own money is still going back into the business, the simple truth is this, yeah? The simple truth is that at a point with the business model that we have, the pricing system that we have going, the more people coming, the more sales coming to the business, it's going to get to a point where we're going to be fully sustainable. Minus sales, we're going to have enough profit to pour back into the business to keep the business going, okay? Which is essentially what you want to do with your business. You want to make sure that as the sales go up, as the numbers go up, you also have enough money coming in that you're pouring right back into the business. And it gives you room to scale so that you don't have to worry so much about investors way too soon when it comes to your business. So I'm sharing with you the tips. I'm sharing with you the tips that I'm using to keep us profitable long term and from day one. The first thing that you need to do if you want your business to be profitable from day one is this. You need to pick a business idea that solves a problem, because profit ain't gonna happen if you're not bringing in the sales, the coins, boo-boo, okay? You want to be bringing in the coins for you to start talking about profit. And the easiest way to do this is to pick an idea that essentially solves a problem for people. And when I say solves a problem, I don't mean solves a problem for you, your friend, your mom, and you know, your partner, you know? I mean solves a problem for people that you don't even know, which is why I always tell people when starting a business, the very first phase is validating your business idea. I even go ahead to talk to people when I'm coaching them one-on-one inside of HelloFounder to say it's important to have a wait list where people are on the list and just chilling and waiting for you to drop your products, or where they've already pre-ordered, even before you go ahead to launch your product or service or whatever it is that you're trying to launch. Because nothing beats, you know, you knowing if a business is going to be sustainable if your idea is something that people really want, like somebody handing you money and saying, here is, you know, $100 or $10 or $5, solve this problem for me. Nothing, and I mean nothing, beats that, okay? So you really want to pull back and look back at your business idea and make sure that your business idea solves a problem. Okay, and some of the ways that you can do that would be, you know what, I'll put the link to the video where I talk about how to validate your business idea so that you can use it in the show notes for this particular podcast episode in the description below, as YouTubers will say. So that's the first thing you want to ensure. Which is why I also ask people to try using a waitlist or a pre-order list for your products or services. It will help you so much with getting the coins in before you start to, you know, launch on a massive level. The second thing that would help you stay profitable is to know your cost, okay? So when it comes to cost for a business, your cost is divided into two. You have your cost of goods, the direct cost of goods sold or services being offered, and you have your operating expenses. Now, your cost of goods sold are costs that are directly related to what it took you to create a specific unit for a product or service. So, for example, this particular show that I'm doing now, this episode, the cost of goods sold or service rendered for this would be what is costing me to create this podcast. Currently, it is costing me $500 that I just used to recharge data. For my cell phone, it's costing me a certain amount, a certain portion of my Wi-Fi. I recharge Wi-Fi every single month at $12,500 to do this, okay? It's also costing me my time. And 1 hour of my time in my business right now is currently priced at $6,500, right? 2 hours is priced at $22,500. That's how I set my price. So, 1 hour is priced at $11,000. So currently it is costing me $22,500 per hour, per 2 hours that I'm spending doing this podcast. Girl, get your math together. So you can see how the cost for the podcast is adding up. That is the direct cost of the podcast. Now my operating expenses, because the podcast, this content I'm creating, is just one part of a whole business that I'm running. Every single month, I have to pay $12,500 for data, regardless of if I make a sale or not in my business. Every single month, I have to put fuel in my car. I have to make calls, right? Regardless of whether or not I make a sale in my business. Imagine you had an office. You have to pay for, you know, electricity. If you have anything that you have to pay for your office space every single month, that's an operating expense. A lot of people, when starting a business, do not think about their operating expenses. They only focus on the cost of goods sold. They forget that their business is running every single month, regardless of the sales that they have made for that month. So you want to know your cost. You want to know how much exactly is costing you to serve the people that you're trying to serve from day one. So what I'm going to say is pull out your note, open like your note app on your cell phone and just start to write all the costs that you have to pay for in your business that have nothing to do with whether or not you make a sale, which is essentially the cost for running your business. So really start thinking about this business that you're starting and map out all of that. And then you want to now focus on the cost of goods per good or per service. So how much is it going to cost you to, you know, create one of the products or services that you want to render to people? That would help you to know your figures. And why this is so important is for the sake of pricing. A lot of people, when they're so focused on cost of goods sold only, here's what they do. So the cost of goods sold might be like $50. And then they will now say, okay, based on this, I'm going to charge $10. Essentially, the price of the product is $60. But then if you really look at the business, right, even though the cost of goods sold is $50, there's also the cost of running the business. And the cost of running the business might be another $50. But when your price is just $60, you're essentially making back a whole $60. You're putting back $50 into running the business. And the $10 you have is not even enough to create more products and services. Do you all see how you are making money but losing all that money? Because you did not know your costs, and because you did not truly know your actual costs, you were pricing wrong. Again, I will leave a link to a video on the YouTube channel where I break down for you how to price. Okay, I break it down for you, you know, what I didn't know, what I knew about pricing, and I have another video coming out, what I didn't know about pricing. So watch that video so that you don't make the mistakes that I made and a lot of people have made when it comes to pricing that would end up affecting your ability for your business to be profitable. The third thing I would say, if you want your business to be profitable, is have an accounting system. You know, have a means to see everything laid out. You want to be able to see how much you're spending every single month, how much you're making every single month. Like, you want to know. So have a proper accounting system. And I'll be honest with you, I suck. Like, I am terrible at this part of my business. Like, actually having to record every single expense is such a weakness for me. I'm still working through this particular habit and I definitely want to get better, but I can tell you that I've lost a lot of money and I've made a lot of pricing mistakes because I was not looking deeply, you know, and strongly into what I was setting up. I was not looking at what I was losing money-wise and what I was making and basing my decision on that. When it comes to pricing your products and services, you do not want to go with gut feeling as much. You want to go with facts and let that be the basis on which you're doing your pricing so that you're not losing money. I just had an idea for an Instagram post. Okay, you see why I love doing the shows with y'all? Okay, so the fourth thing that you need to do is give your business more than one source of income. And we'll take a short break. When I get back, we'll get more into this one. Continue. I just wanted to jump in here real quick and drop an announcement. So I know that some of the people that listen to this podcast, maybe other people, could be looking to start their own business. And personally, I know that starting a business can be crazy confusing, especially if you've never done it before or you don't know where to start or how to start. And there's also the issue of fear and maybe not so much capital. I want to help you go through the process of launching your business a fail-proof way. Look, I've been through this process 3 times, okay? And I've been able to do it all 3 times with $200 only. Now, inside of Hello Founder, we created Launchbox. Launchbox is a program where we only work with 10 people to help them launch their business successfully within a period of 30 days and help them start getting clients in the door really, really fast. This program is for people who are super serious about trying to launch a business that starts to make money pretty quickly and one that gets profitable really fast and start to see their big dreams come through. Starting a business doesn't have to be so confusing and lonely. I want to help you. We want to help you make it an easier process. So if you're interested in doing this, Launchbox, go to www.hellofounder.co/launchbox/. Okay, so Launchbox is spelled LaunchBux. That's Launchbox. So www.hellofounder.co/launchbox/. Okay, boom, let's get back into the program. I'll see you inside. Talking about diversifying your income and creating more sources of income for your business, one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people when starting a business make is going into their business and then trying to create multiple, you know, diversifying their business way too fast in terms of income. Now, that being said, there's a way to do it without putting too much pressure on your business. And that is what I'm going to show you right now, because if you want to be profitable really fast in your business, that means you cannot rely on just one source of income to make your business profitable. You need to diversify the business and give it other channels of income for it to become profitable. Just so you know, guys, Amazon is not making all this money off of Amazon, the shopping, the retail part. They have all the different other branches for their business that makes them money. But I'm just going to give you the tea on how to do this without putting too much pressure on your business, right? So what you want to do is to start to think about ways that you can make money without having to spend money in your business. How can you make money without having to spend too much money or spend money at all? So for example, one of the ways that Hello Founder makes money is from selling its courses, classes, resources, independent of the platform. Not everybody wants to pay $15 a month to get access to what we're offering. Some people would just much rather buy what we're offering, right? One time, buy what they need and go. So instead of, you know, just making it all, you must subscribe, we have also created another business model where you can just buy what you need versus subscribing to get the things on the platform.
Another way is through affiliates. So there are people who come in and they say they want to be an affiliate of Hello Founder, right? That way they can sell our courses and resources, and in exchange for every sale they bring to us, we take a percentage, they take a percentage, and we try to really reward them very well. Like, the percentage cut they get is usually around 5,000, 4,000, 3,500. It's pretty high, so that way affiliates are making money as well. And so are we. Another way that we make money at Hello Founder is through brand deals and sponsorships. So reaching out to brands or having brands reach out to us to say, hey, you know, can you market our products and services to your audience? And we'll be like, yeah, sure. Of course, it's another way for us to make money as a business. Of course, you have to make sure that you're not soiling your integrity just because you want to collect some coins. And we do that by making sure we use some of these products and services directly before we start to talk about them when it comes to brand deals. So you actually want to do that in your business where you're ensuring that the business or the products and services, where you're ensuring that you have different sources of income in that way. But notice that all of these things are not really taking extra money from us, right? It's not costing me an extra coin to work with affiliates. It's not costing me an extra coin to do brand deals. So you have to start thinking about what are the other sources of income that you can create for your business without having to spend money constantly to have it running, to have it growing, to have it working. My friend who is in retail, for example, has these different sources of income where she has a higher price business that where she's selling products and services to, you know, at a higher price. And then she's also offering people that want to start their business a method for them to launch their business where they pay her a certain amount of money to give them products and services at a certain discount. So she's making money from here, she's also making money from there, and then she's also selling digital products. So that way she's doing all of this. I have, you know, my sister herself has the coaching aspect of a business. She's selling physical products, she's selling digital products, she's also selling coaching as well. And now she's diversifying what she coaches people on to match her other strengths. So you want to start thinking about what are the ways that I can make extra income without having to spend a lot of money to get them going. It's one of the easiest hacks to get profitable in your business real quick, because you're going to start making more income a lot faster. The fifth point to keeping your business profitable from day one is this: keep your profit margin higher than 15%. Now, there's a lot of gibberish that goes into pricing. One of them is margins. Okay, so your profit margin is essentially the percentage, the number that indicates how profitable your business actually is. And there are two profit margins that make all of the difference for your business. It's called your gross profit margin and your net profit margin. Okay, so your gross profit margin is essentially, you get it by looking at, okay, what is my total, the total like revenue from my business minus what it costs you to create that divided by total revenue. This is very, very confusing. But I'm going to break it down. Say something costs you $100 to create and your total sale was $150. For you to get your gross profit margin, you simply have to do my total revenue, $150, minus $100 over, again, $150, which was your total revenue. That will give you your gross profit margin. Now, when you look at that number, if it is below 15%, dude, you're in a bad place. Like, you are in a bad place. It's going to be so difficult for your business to get profitable very fast, because it's not even profitable as it is. And scaling in the long run will be really hard unless you start getting investors into the business. So you are in a terrible, terrible position. Unless you have a business that's competing on scale, you know, like currently, right now, you have 10,000 orders ahead. You can make some money from that. But if that's not the situation, honey, you are not in a good place business-wise. So you want to check your profit margin based on what you're thinking. So if as I'm talking to you right now, you have, you know, your business and you're pricing your products at maybe 30 naira, you want to pull back, right, and ask yourself what your current gross profit margin is. So calculate it real quick. Take your total revenue, that's the 30 naira that you're selling for one product, the cost divided by the total revenue, and look at the number that you're getting. The healthiest profit margin, and I say this, is like 50% and above. That means your business has enough leg, like you have some leg, something to sprint on. But when you're below 15%, you're dying. When you're below 35%, you're dying still. Like below 15% is like you're gone. you're in sinking sand right now. You're sinking. Okay, so essentially, you want to make sure that your gross profit margin is above 50% or above 35%. It gives you some more room to breathe. Your net profit margin adds into that calculation the whole sequence, you know, the cost of running your business, all the other things that you have to pay for that has nothing to do with cost of goods sold. That's where net profit margin goes in. So if you take all that again, hey, and then you have it plus your revenue, you know, minus your cost of goods sold. So essentially, net profit margin is total revenue minus cost of goods sold minus operating expenses divided by total revenue. That's essentially your net profit margin. It's like, you're just like, okay. Because that's going to tell you how profitable your business is. And if these numbers are low, honey, your business is not in a good position. So from day one, you want to be obsessing about your profit margins. You want to make sure that your profit margin is what is guiding your pricing decision at all time. Remember, we are smart entrepreneurs. We don't price based on our gut feeling. No. It's too risky to do that. We price based on facts, okay? And the facts we're looking at right now are costs, and we're looking at our margins, honey. That's where we're keeping our eyes on as we go through the process of pricing, right? Okay, are you with me all? And the last point to keeping your business profitable, the last thing that I'm doing right now is marketing the shit out of your business. Again, your business cannot even get to profitability if there's sales is not, you know, coming into the business. So you want to be marketing your business. You want to be creating ways to continue to sell your products and services so that you can start making the coins in terms of profit that you can pour back and grow your business. So this is a big one. I know. But you want to get into marketing if you find that you're struggling with marketing, because if you're not able to get started with marketing your business and start to learn how to market your business, I promise you, profitability is not something that you would have to think, you would not even smell in a very long time. Now, if you're like me and you're one of those people who you've never really seen yourself as a marketer, there was a time in my life when I was like, oh, I don't sell, I don't do marketing, it's not for me. We have to have a conversation. We have to start from the root cause of your problem, because the problem is not that you don't do marketing or it's not for you. It's that you're so attached to the outcome that you're so scared to try. Like, you're so attached to the outcome that you're so scared to try, right? You don't want to face your rejection. You don't want to try and nothing happens. And then when you do try and nothing happens, you feel so bad that it stops you from going ahead and trying over and over and over. You need to detach yourself. You need to detach yourself from thinking about the outcome, and you need to start to obsess over the process. You need to start to think about learning how to market. Right now, you don't know how to market your business. You don't know how to sell, right? So your focus should be on learning exactly how to market, on learning exactly how to sell. That is where all the magic, all the difference, all the miracle you're looking for is going to happen. When you stop worrying so much about the outcome of your sales actions and your marketing actions and start to worry about figuring it out. So if you do something that doesn't work and you're like, okay, great, that didn't work out, let's try it this way again. Let's do this one again, because you're so obsessed with learning it. And let me promise you something that I promised myself over and over. The day I figure out how to 10x, you know, Hello Founder, how to get it to $10,000 every single month, how to make sure that entrepreneurs are coming into the business, aspiring entrepreneurs are signing on. Hello Founder has become the holy grail for everyone who wants to start a successful business. The day I do that, all the rejection, all the pain, all the things that I've done that hasn't worked out, all of that would just make complete sense. So for now, as hard as it is, remind yourself, I don't know how to fucking do this. Sorry for the cuss word, people. I'm trying to learn how to do it. I'm trying to figure this out, and keep your head down and let that just be your focus. And you're going to see yourself take your marketing to a whole new level. Okay. Lucky enough, we're currently working on mini classes that are going to go into Hello Founder, where we're going to be breaking down all things marketing for members of Hello Founder. And inside of Hello Founder, there is a mini class that teaches you how to create your own Facebook ad from start to finish. It doesn't have to be so confusing. The best part, if you're watching the class and you have any questions, you can send us an email at hello. You can send an email at hello@hellofounder.co, and I promise you somebody is going to hit you right back and answer whatever questions you have from the mini class. I told you, Hello Founder is all about giving you the skills to be collecting them coins and solving big problems hindering you from growing your business. Okay, people, this is me about to peace out. P.S. Before you go, just so you know, Hello Founder is currently offering a COVID discount at $10 per month to anyone who wants to join Hello Founder within the month of May, June. This is when COVID is on, like, it's having its best time. So we're looking at COVID discount for May, June, and maybe we'll consider July. After which, we're going to go back to the normal fee of $15 per month. And inside of Hello Founder, you're going to find so many resources, classes, and courses that would help you launch the business, that will help you grow your new business. Plus, you get to find hashtag friends like you who are also working their butts off to build their dream business. If you want to join us, and honestly, I think you should, go to the link and you see it right there. Join us at Hello Founder in the show notes description below, and just come join us. Come see what we're all about, okay? I'll be super, super glad to have you inside. Okay, guys, stay safe, stay positive, stay hydrated, and don't forget this. You can do hard things and your dreams are valid. Mwah, mwah. Love you. Bye-bye. Hey, you. Before you go, have you joined us at Hello Founder? Hello Founder is a platform for you if you're looking to start your business, but you don't know where to start or how to start, and you're still struggling with fear, self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and you really want to move forward and launch this business idea that you've had in your mind for years. It's also the platform for you if you've launched your business but you're stuck. You don't know how to move forward to start getting people into the business, getting your clients to start making sales, pricing your products. You don't even know how to run a Facebook ad, or how to build a sales funnel, or how to market your business. It's all confusing. Hello Founder is the destination for you. We create courses, mini classes, we hold Q&A sessions, brand audits inside of Hello Founder because we are dedicated to seeing you build your dream business. My name is Diamond, and Hello Founder is my dream business. Helping people build a successful business and bringing the ideas to life and making actual living and income from that is something I am so passionate about. And I want to see entrepreneurs, I want to see people like you have an easier start in business. Because hey, I have had such a rough path, and I know after shutting down my two businesses in 2018, I know how painful that can be. And I genuinely do not want to see you in that position. So if any of this describe you, you are an aspiring entrepreneur with big business idea and you just don't know how to get started, or you have already launched but you don't know how to move forward, then go to the show notes below and click on join us. Click on the link there, www.hellofounder.co/signup, and come into Hello Founder. It's only going to cost you $10 a month. Or you can go to shop Hello Founder by following the link below as well. And when you get there, you would see all these different resources and mini classes that can help you start kicking ass at either launching your business or growing the new business that you have. You can do hard things. Your dreams are valid. Do not let the fact that you don't know what you're doing or how to go about it stop you from building your dream life and your dream business. At Hello Founder, we believe starting should be easier. So come join us.